It's raining, and my sister is planning a boat trip. I wish I could get out of it. I'd really like to get over this flu. I've been ill for 2 weeks now. I'm so nervous. I really want to get this job interview over with. Jill wakes me up at 6 every morning, but I'm lazy and I only get up at 6:30. I got this book from Jack. He had to move to a smaller flat and he gave most of his books away. Eventually, I gave in and accepted their price, but I still think it's too expensive. Will you finally give in and accept that you've lost? It's just a game. Please hand in your papers on time. I won't accept any late work. They handed some papers out that we had to fill in. Unfortunately, I didn't take a pen. I tried to find my keys, but I gave up. I think I lost them. I want to improve my English, but I don't know how to go about it. Mary wasn't very happy about it, but I went ahead and invited Bill anyway. Don't worry if it looks difficult at first. Things will get easier as time goes by. In most cases, it's easier to go along with my wife than to argue. Tom must be going for promotion. He's always the last one to leave. No one wanted to play football, so Joe decided to go off on his own. I set the alarm clock at 6 a.m., but it didn't go off. He went on working until he turned 90. Then he retired. Suddenly, all the lights went out and we couldn't see a thing. Let's go over the most important points again. We can't make a mistake. Can you go through this email and check my spellings? It wasn't easy for Paula to get ahead at work. She had to learn a lot. If you don't feel like cooking, we can eat out today. There's a good restaurant nearby. Lucy is too smart to fall for that trick. Don't worry about her. Can you stop at a petrol station to fill up the car? We still have 50 miles to go. The speaker finished off his talk with wishing everyone good luck. A friend of mine needs some urgent legal advice. Can you fit him in tomorrow? I'm in a hurry. I haven't got round to packing for tomorrow yet. We must get around the new regulations somehow. It won't be easy. You can't get away with that. I think you should apologize to her. Peter doesn't earn a lot of money, but it's enough to get by. This place is a mess. Why don't you do away with the things you don't use? That handbag goes with your shoes. I think you should get it for yourself. I grew up in London. We only moved out of the city when I turned 18. Angela handed the phone over to me, but the caller hung up. I'm sorry for being so late. I was held up at work. The barbecue was great. Both of our neighbors joined in. I think you should jump at this job offer. It will be excellent work experience. Don't give up. Keep on looking for a job and you'll find something. Sam wanted to keep the news from his wife, but someone had already told her. Keep to the speed limit. The fines have just gone up, so it's not worth it. Are you sure you can keep up if we run together in the mornings? Mike had a few minutes to look over his notes before the exam. If you don't know what it means, look the word up in your dictionary. I hope we'll see each other soon. Look me up when you're in Manchester. I have always looked up to Sue for her courage. I'm proud that we are friends. George spoke in such a low voice that I couldn't make out what he was saying. It's not true. Ken made the whole thing up. Don't believe him. Anna had so many things to do at the party that she missed out on the fun. I always mix her up with her sister. They look so much alike. Joe hopes he can move things along and finish the construction on time. It's very hard for my father to open up and talk about his feelings. Joe said hello as they passed by, but we didn't talk. David needs a haircut. With that long hair, he can pass for a woman. Jody phoned and left a message. Can you pass it on to the others? Lisa brought some good photos and her friends passed them around. Annie forgot to put the chicken in the fridge, and it went off. I hope the crisis ends soon and the economy picks up again. Steve lost his job, and his financial situation was a real mess. The bills were piling up. James is very good at pointing out others' mistakes. Which one is Joanne? Can you point her out to me? I'm curious. They sold out the tickets. As soon as they opened up the doors, people poured in. The old factory building was pulled down, and they built an office building in its place. Take that suit off and put this one on. It's made of nicer material. Don't put on the pasta yet. The rest of the food still needs some time. Madonna will put on a new concert tour next year. The shops have already put up Christmas decorations. Let's check them out. Gina is in a bad mood again. I don't know how you can put up with her. George read out the letter to me. He wanted to know what I thought. Please read the contract through very carefully before you sign it. I spend a lot of time on YouTube. I love when I run across a creative video. Do your part. You can't just run away from your responsibilities. Toby ran down your plan, but I think he was wrong. It's a good idea. My wife ran into a tree last week. It's lucky that she didn't get hurt. We ran out of bottled water. Can you pick some up on your way back? A kid was run over yesterday, but the driver took him to hospital and he'll be all right. Kenny has run up a huge debt. I don't think he'll be able to pay it off. I won't have a real holiday this year. I'm saving up for a new car. Nicole went to see about dinner. We told her we were hungry. Will you go to the airport to see Gina off? It would make her happy. I could never lie to her because she would see through me. John stayed with the guests while Debbie saw to the washing up. As soon as we all had our garbage bags, we set about cleaning the forest. You were so set against inviting Martha that I didn't tell her about the party. Every month, I set aside some money because I want to travel abroad this summer. Every Friday, Jake sets off for the beach and spends the weekend there. Melanie wants to set up her own export-import company. Ray wanted to get $1,500 for the furniture, but eventually he settled for $1,200. I want the best price, so I will take some time to shop around. We have guests. Gary is showing them around the neighborhood. Brad always shows off when there are women around. Do something. Don't just sit about. Wash the car or take out the trash. I'm sorry for being late. I slept in. I stayed up late last night. You don't have to decide right away. Why don't you sleep on it? We'll talk tomorrow. I was so tired, I slept through the whole film. Have you sorted out the papers that can be thrown away? They spoke yesterday, and they managed to sort out the misunderstanding. They treated us unfairly, but no one spoke out against it. Can you speak up, please, so everyone can hear you? Max was just standing about while Julie tried on a pair of shoes. Jake asked Gina out, but she said no. Men who drink too much turn Gina off. I asked my friends over last week. John was very busy, but his brother came over. No one likes Laura at the office, but the management backs her up. I thought Barry was telling a lie, but my sister backed him up. You can't check into the hotel before 2 p.m., but you have to check out by 11. The show was very boring. It just dragged on and on. It turned out to be a waste of time. I'm afraid you can't cross anything out on the form. Please fill in a new one. I phoned around, but I couldn't talk to Will. He's not at home. I'll get back to him in about an hour. Get on the next bus and in about 10 minutes get off at the last stop. Molly was laid off a week ago. She immediately threw herself into looking for a job. Maggie passed out when she saw Jack was bleeding. She came around in a few minutes. My cell phone was breaking up, and we had no internet. I felt completely cut off from the world. Is this the correct email address? My messages keep bouncing back. Three armed men broke into a jewelry shop in our street, and they beat up the owner. My car broke down yesterday. Can you pick me up on your way to work? As the plane took off, the engine suddenly blew up. Luckily, no one got hurt. When her husband passed away, she broke down. She was in hospital for almost a year. Fire broke out in the nearby school, but one of the teachers managed to put it out. We're off to Italy as soon as school breaks up. This time we're taking the kids with us. I was born in London, but we soon moved out of town, and I was brought up in the country. They were about to get married, but something happened and they broke up. It's sad. Drop in any time tomorrow and bring the kids along. I'll be at home all day. This book will turn you on. It's your favorite topic. It deals with positive thinking. Use my notes when you write up the report for the meeting. Sum it up in one page. I talked to Dennis, and I think I managed to get the idea across to him. You can always count on Bob. He'll help everyone who turns to him. I was with Rosie when Peter showed up to ask her a favor. She turned him down. Pat wants a new notebook. She brought up the subject at dinner, but I wasn't happy about it. Leave Tim alone. It takes some time for the bad news to sink in. Let him cope with it in his own way. Sorry, it was my fault. I knocked it over and it broke into pieces. I threw it out. Don't just lie about all weekend. Clear the garage. It's a mess. I came across my favorite book on Amazon. I've always wanted to read it in English. I wanted to turn the volume up, but the remote came apart in my hands. If Anne tells a joke, everyone bursts into laughter. She could easily pass for a comedian. We're in trouble, and it calls for quick action, so we really need to get down to work. Tom came up with a good idea, but his plan didn't come off the way we expected. Ed crashed his father's car. He tried to talk him into buying a new one, but his father told him off. I really need to get away for a week or so. Work has totally worn me down. Sarah invited us to a birthday party, but she came down with the flu and she called it off. Kenny turned up in the hospital and thanked the nurses for caring for his grandmother. The film was supposed to come out last weekend. Did they put the premiere off? I pulled the car over, I got out and checked the tires. They were all right. Kathy wanted to carry on working, but her husband talked her out of it. She stayed at home with the baby instead. Richard ended up in prison. He thought his life over and decided to stay out of trouble in the future. They invited me, but something came up and I couldn't be there. Was it good? If politics comes up in a conversation, Mark takes his anger out on us. Don't even touch on the subject. Rick carried out some important reforms at work. He really stood up for the company. Ellen got bad marks in school and fell behind, but she managed to catch up. It's hard to say if something will catch on or not. You never know what people like. I'll work over the weekend. It's time to catch up on the paperwork. They cut down that beautiful tree next to the house. They said it was dangerous. You need to cut back on cigarettes, or you can give up smoking altogether. Ray is not very experienced, and he messed a few things up. But don't worry, I can deal with it. Eat up the dessert and drink up your coffee. We have to go home. Can you drop me off at the supermarket? I need a few things for tomorrow. I was looking for a full-time job, but I ended up doing two part-time jobs instead. Jill was about to pick up her keys when she fell over. She broke her nose. My son wanted to climb a tall tree, but he fell down and broke his arm. Crime picked up in the neighborhood, but the local community fought back. David has just started to work in the office, but everyone likes him. He fit in at once. Lisa and George get along well. They are thinking about moving in together. I got behind with my credit card payments. The bank keeps sending me letters. I ran into Barry in the street. He talked so much I could hardly get away. Don't look down on others. They are not worse, just different. We'll move into the new house next week. I'm really looking forward to it. The police are looking into the murder. I hope they find who did it. Look out for a sign saying Route 10. That's where we'll turn off. I didn't have time to read the news. I only looked at the paper very quickly. Karen loves looking after children, so she decided to go abroad as an au pair. We don't have to buy anything. Let's just go in and look around. I'm sorry, I don't know what you're getting at. Jane and Michael had an argument, but they made up soon afterwards. I'm sorry that you had to wait so long. I'll make it up to you. Dinner is on me. Ron is a good friend. He stood by me during difficult times. I feel sick. I think I'll throw up. Can you stand in for me for a little while? When Trevor stood up to his boss, everyone started to respect him. Don't stay out late. It will wear you out, and you have just recovered. Luke is very smart. He stands out at the office. He could take on a lot more responsibility. You can take your coat off. I don't feel very well. I think we should stay in. Frank takes after his mother. Even though something is hard, he sticks with it. I tried to fix your clock. I took it apart, but I couldn't put it back together again. I'd like to take a week off from work and try out something new. I haven't got any cash. I need to find an ATM and take some money out. It's not easy to tell the twins apart. They even dress alike. I used up all the hot water. I'll warm up some water for you. My mother-in-law moved into the house and quickly took over. I talked everything over with the kids. I hope they will tidy up after themselves. I don't know what to do. I need some time to think things through. Nicholas was thrown out of college, so his career didn't take off as he planned. There are many things you should watch out for when you buy a used car. I felt really refreshed after a day off, but the effect soon wore off. We need a map to work out how we're going to get there. Lily wrapped up my birthday present beautifully, but I had to leave it behind. I could do with a new computer. This one's really slow. I don't want to let you down, but it's business. It all comes down to profit. A job is hard to come by these days. Many people live off welfare. I could do without working over the weekend, but we must live up to expectations. I forgot to bring sandwiches. I was in a hurry because I didn't want to be left out. I don't know how they manage to live on £50 a week. I don't eat breakfast, but I make up for it at lunch.